Thomas Paine Podcast. Welcome back, Paine of the Morning. Coming off a weekend and starting the week out with a little government mule. Of course, you're the government mule, in case you weren't aware of that. That's how they see you, at least. You're the government mule. You're the tax mule. You're the chemical fool. The chemical mule. 30 days in the hole. You'll be lucky to get 30 days in a hole with this crew. They want you to take a dirt nap. You can't even... The insanity that is breaking out in the news. It's a general sense of panic among the elites. Things are not going very well for them. Based on their big scheme to have us all inoculated with whatever the hell they're pumping. I don't even know. Nobody knows. We had a big... Let me adjust the lights here because we're going to rock and roll tonight. We had a big Paine After Dark this weekend with Dr. Judy Mikovits. She was just dropping one bomb after another bomb after another bomb. On and on and on. And I've interviewed her several times, but this one was definitely the best. The most informative and... All the millions of folks out there that are getting bombarded in the United States on a daily basis with multiple billion-dollar campaign of your tax money, by the way. You're spending your money to advertise this vaccine to you. Of course, it's gone far beyond advertisement. Now it's just almost coercion. They spent billions and untold in kind media donations, contributions, etc. They got the Hollywood coming out telling you to vax up. They got former presidents and politicians coming out and telling you to vax up nonstop, 24/7. They're threatening you. If you don't get your vaccine, you won't be able to shop, etc. Threats. Hollywood. Celebrities. Fear. And after all that, they've only been able to get 30% of the United States fully vaccinated. So they're worried. And, you know, it's the damnedest thing once you corner a sick animal. Become very desperate and unpredictable. So keep your head on a swivel, folks. You'll be lucky to get 30 days in the hole, believe me. Of course, if you step out of line on social media, you'll get more than 30 days in the hole. But I'll take 30 days in the hole as opposed to being 6 feet underground. VM, I was talking to VM, a good friend of the show. He had an interesting perspective. And we'll stick with the government mule, since whether you realize it or not, you and I, we're all government mules. The have-nots out here. Government mules. But growing on what we said on Paine After Dark on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, we appreciate the folks, of course, on there. They are the reason I'm here. And I continue to rock and roll. We continue to rock and roll here in our little show that seems to cause more trouble than most. Let's put it that way. But VM's a good friend of the show. And one of the reasons I'm even doing this, really. I was thinking about hanging this up a couple of years ago on VM, and Bronco said, nah, man. You're just getting started, brother. You got to be patient. You got to take your lumps. Write your book. Come out in public. You're much more dangerous in public than you are behind the scenes. I agree with that. And that's exactly what we've done. So, and those are the two guys, VM and Bronco. We sat on a rooftop in New York City in the shadows of the Empire State Building on a warm summer day with one of my former professors from Rutgers University, Professor Greg Morris, drinking tequila and other libations and causing trouble. And now I'm broadcasting, so it's crazy. Really, it's the genesis and the... It is. It's crazy when I sit back and think about it. Anyway, so VM said to me, we should start treating people with masks as the lepers. You know, if you have kids with you and you see people with masks, you should sweep them away from the people with masks. What is the matter with these people? They must be infected with something and they're wearing a mask. And make them feel uncomfortable. I like the way that guy thinks. And I'm looking forward to his podcast when he launches it. He's a very, very, very cerebral cat. And of course, the folks on patreon.com/truepod and subscribestar.com/truepod, they're cerebral cats as well. And kittens, I guess you should say. So we're used to dealing with smart people. We're used to hearing from smart people and catering to smart people. And I had the unfortunate experience of being on Twitter earlier on Sunday, and there's nothing there for me. And there's probably nothing there for you. I'll say this quickly, and then we're going to move on, because I don't want to harp on these people because they're losers and grifters, carpetbaggers. If you got people in the media or you have influencers out there, they're doing this circuit now, everybody. They go on these tours or they go on these weekend junkets where they have these, they charge people to come listen to them talk and stuff like that. If you follow these people and you listen to them and you put some weight into what they say, and if they're still talking about fucking voting and they're still talking about Trump coming into office and they're still talking about the FBI, anybody in, this is how I see it. Now you can do what you want. I don't tell people what to think or what to do when it comes to consuming news and etc. That's your personal choice. This is just me. Anybody talking about the FBI right now, still talking about the FBI, is full of shit. If that's all they talk about. Anybody talking about election fraud, if that's all they talk about, and they're still railing on it. Trump, anybody talking about Trump getting gypped out of office, etc. Anyone talking about those things and asking you to send your money and do this and do that. We're going to get ready for 2024, that kind of thing. 2024 might as well be 3024. If these people are not talking about COVID, something that affects every single one of us, run for your life. That's how I see it. And there's a reason why they won't do it. One, they don't have the chops to have sources and understand what the hell's going on. Two, it doesn't raise them money, and they're all about raising money and getting contributions and donations. And being down here in the quicksand, in the mud, with COVID is hard fucking sledding and sludging as a journalist. Of course, these people aren't journalists. They're grifters, entertainers, sellouts, actors, many actors. They're playing a role. So it's not fun going over facts and talking to sources and people and experts and figuring these things out. They'll try to present them to you. It's not fun. It's not easy. So they don't want to do the hard work. They want to tug at your heartstrings and and use fear and loathing to get you to free up some dollars and support them. And it's very simple to me. If you're not talking about, in some regard, this scheme, you're lost, and you're likely part of the problem. You're likely in the tank for the same assholes that have their foot on all of our throats. That's how I see it. And people ask me, hey, are you going to that thing this weekend? They're having another freedom rally. They're having another MAGA rally. Why would I go to those things? They can try, so people can get charged hundreds of dollars. They're charging people hundreds of dollars for what? People want to hear me speak and they want to hear what I have to say. They can jump on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. I think we've done a hell of a job every day of and beyond of keeping people informed and keeping people focused on what's important and giving them some tools to circumnavigate the same kind of assholes that are out there misleading them. It's insane. And I'll say it real quick. Where have these people gotten you in the last 4 years? Oh, there's going to be arrests, this, that, and the other. Still arrests. And guess what? There's no accountability either. If you let these people off the hook, they're going to keep on stealing money from people, especially old people, and people who are very easy to manipulate, and they get all wrapped up and they think they're helping the cause, so to speak. They're just getting ripped off. It's sad. But where has listening to these people gotten you? I've seen all types of people, quote unquote, Fox connected, Fox related journalists that told you that all this stuff was going to happen. None of it happened. None of it. I was out here saying, you got to be careful of these people, man. They're either playing you or they're getting played, you know, giving them the benefit of the doubt. Of course, I know that in the back of my mind, I'm thinking they're playing these people, man. It's a damn shame. And I've shared that with you folks many times. Anyway, I'm psyched that we're coming off. Fuck these people. And they will fade away because that's how I see it. Because they got nothing. They got nothing but bullshit. And eventually, people wise up to their bullshit. But you do yourself a favor by focusing on, whether it's through me or other people that are going to tell you the truth and give you some skills out here and give you some intel on how to get around this bullshit as best as we can together. We're all in this together. Wish you were here, right? No, I don't wish we were here. But we are here. So you can go through it either comfortably numb, or you can circumnavigate these assholes. And I'm happy to help folks do it. And we're having a success at building this different platform to do, and different community to do just that. So I'm very happy with it. And it's something else, though. Folks, special thanks to our patrons on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Those folks get the access to all of our goods and goodies. Paint After Dark, videos, podcasts. Get to see all the video portions we play, the video content. Paint After Dark video. And the incredible access to the forums where I pick up stuff every day, and it's not easy to impress me as a news consumer, but I pick up great stuff and great recommendations, and the camaraderie on there and the sense of community is growing. It's way better, way, way, way better than any of the crap you see on social media, as far as I'm concerned. When bright people get together, good things can happen, and we're happy to build a community, and we've done a hell of a job doing it, but I really haven't done much. I just talk, and the good people and smart people join, so, and we're only looking for a few smart people today to join, up on our platforms as I continue to bang my head off the microphone. I really want you guys in the mix here, so I'll bang my head off the microphone. But we appreciate the folks on there, because we wouldn't be able to do this without them, because the ad money is not does not cut it, so to speak. And we, in fact, we keep getting cut. So that's our own personal struggle. But we appreciate the folks on there. And you know, in today's day and age, folks, you need a good baseline of truth to be able to. There I go again. Truth to be able to stay ahead of these people, these tyrants. It's unbelievable what they've done to the country and what they've likely done to your life and your operation and your family structure and your family unit and the challenges we all face together. And of course, I've said this before, this doesn't just apply to us as United States citizens, but this is a global situation. Your fellow man, regardless of where he or she is likely facing similar struggles. And so we have to stay ahead of these people. And we have to do that by having a baseline or foundation of truth so that we can circumnavigate these criminals and these tyrants. And by learning from other smart people and contributing as a smart person, that's how you arm yourself with the tools to do that. So that's what we're offering you. We're offering folks to come stick their head in. And if you're a bright person, we're only looking for a few people who have something to offer and want to learn and improve our community on patreon.com/truthpundit and on subscribestar.com/truthpundit. Is that you? Is that you? Well, that's a question you have to ask for yourself. But get some skin in the game. You may find what a lot of other folks have found out, that joining up and being around smart people makes you smarter, is a game changer based on the alternatives out here of, I don't have to get any skin in the game here, but I could just listen to these people. Yeah. Guess what? You are the product then. You're the product and you're getting played time and time and time again. So we appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for helping us keep the lights on and helping me sit back and watch an incredible community grow. And we have big plans for, you know, this show is still in its infancy. We're only, 15 months in. We just started. And so there's many good things to come, especially for our community members. And now, as of tomorrow, at least for the time being, if you want the entire podcast, you're going to have to jump in on those platforms anyhow. Because, as I said, and we'll continue to say, we're putting the whole thing, the entire podcast, the 100% end-to-end podcast on those platforms. And we'll see how that plays, because we just continue to get shafted. And that's okay. That's okay, because we can make some moves out of here. And with our community, and that's what we're doing. So, hey, if you've been on the fence about jumping in, jump in. Patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit. Stick around. You may learn some things, and you may have some things to teach. And those are the folks who are looking for smart people. There's so much stuff they've thrown at us. And like I said, it's not easy to go through this stuff. And there's hard sledding, and there's reading, and there's research, and there's toil. Toil. Folks don't want to do the hard lifting anymore. Everybody wants to take a shortcut. Give me money. I got this going on. Give me money for this. Give me money for that. I see these fucking guys out there. They're raising money like, yeah, I have car problems. Give me money for my car problem. It's like, what? Things aren't going well. I need money for rent and stuff like that. If you're good at what you did, you wouldn't have to be begging for money. You just do your thing, and everything would take care of itself. So it's the way I see it. But we're happy to try to keep it real for people, and we're happy that they're getting some return on investment on the platforms. And we're just starting out, like Bronco and VM said, just getting started, brother. Keep your head down. Put the work in. So that's what we've been doing. And I'm proud of our group. I'm proud of our group big time. So regardless of what happens from here on in, we got that going for us. And proud of the community. Okay, so what are we doing here? Let's rock and roll. Let's go right into it. There's some bullshit in here tonight, too, I caught. You know, the Young Bucks, they do a great job for us. Sometimes certain things sneak by them, but here's the thing, right? If they're picking this stuff up from, like, Fox and Zero Hedge and The Blaze and all these other places and PJ Media, if we don't delve into certain stories and why they're there and what's going on behind them, it's not just the Young Bucks that got played by picking out a story. It's you're getting played with the way the news is presented to you as quote unquote news, if it's not news. And we'll talk about that tonight when we talk about the Rockefeller Foundation, etc. So it's funny how people package news, and it's really propaganda, and they package it as news, or they're not slick enough to do the research. Or it's done purposely to deceive you and misinformation. And we've seen a lot of that with COVID. And COVID probably never would have been able to be as big as it is, as big as it was, if it wasn't for the media driving and partnering with the government. The daily fear bus to scare the living hell out of you and get you to do all kind of stupid things, like trust the fucking government. That's number one. Number two would be trust Big Pharma. That would be two. And that's enough. We could go on and on, but I don't want you to slip into a deep depression so early in the show. We'll wait until later to put you into a depression. But, Anyway, headline, Florida passes a sweeping voting overhaul that curbs mail-in voting and drop boxes. So let's go to the music we're going to start out with, talking about Florida. Florida's on a roll. DeSantis is on a roll. How about some Jerry Reed? Boom. Son!
Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game.
When you're hot, you're hot. Florida's legislature passed a sweeping overhaul to the state's voting laws that included new identification requirements and restrictions on mail-in voting and drop boxes. The legislation, which Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign soon into law, passed the Senate and the House. The bill was passed along party lines with Republicans backing the bill. I'm trying to protect the sanctity of our elections, Florida State Senator Travis Hudson told the media. The bill was strongly opposed by voting rights group and Democrats who called it offensive. Yeah. It's offensive to prove who you are. I guess it's offensive then when I go to the airport and they ask for my goddamn identification 350 times. And then they have some dope there reading IDs. Like, and then he puts a check on the fucking ticket on the boarding pass. Like, oh, okay. You know how to make a circle. Congratulations. You know how to make an X. That's probably all they know how to write. Well, it wasn't good enough when I bought the goddamn ticket. with my credit card. And all the other places you need an ID. How you gonna check into a hotel without ID? Etc. You understand. The dopes who oppose the argued that legislation will make it harder for Floridians to vote in upcoming elections. How is that? How's it going to make it harder? Who's going to pay for my Cadillac, collect my welfare? Yeah, that's timely. Timely part of the song, doing a timely part of the story. I guess all these laws are taking the rambling out of these. They're not able to go vote. Doesn't make any sense. These people never make any sense. The league believes. What league? The fuck league is this? What league? Oh, here we go. The league believes this bill's sweeping changes will undoubtedly make it harder for Floridians to cast their ballot. League of Women Voters of Florida President Patty Brigham told the news media in a statement. How's that? They never tell you how exactly. It's going to make it harder. How? Well, a lot of people don't have IDs. The fuck are you doing without an ID? You know, it's a crime to roll around without a fucking ID. You could be arrested for that. Does anybody ever talk about that? If a cop rolls up to you and says, you got some ID on you? No, man, no. I don't believe in ID. Oh, yeah? You believe in fucking staying overnight for a couple days in county? Get some ID. Let's go, Peter Pan. You and Tinkerbell. Where's your ID? It's literally a crime not to have identification. Give me something. Give me a fucking Blockbuster ID card. Give me give me your junior G-Man decoder ring. Give me some kind of ID, something. Give me your mugshot, anything we can use. Your wanted poster from the fucking post office wall. Give me something. Republican state lawmakers relented on a number of more stringent measures that had originally been included in the bill. It doesn't ban drop boxes. It requires someone to show identification when placing their ballot in a drop box and doesn't introduce stricter signature verification mandates. Of course, the fucking Republicans buckled. Just like they get the gold mine, we get the shaft, Jerry Reed style. That's the way it is. I need a drink already. Hold on.
Back in 63, when eating my cooking got the better of me, so I asked this little girl I was going with to be my wife. Well, she said she would, so I said I do. But I'd have said I wouldn't if I'd have just knew how saying I do was gonna screw up all of my life. Well, the first few years weren't all that bad. I'll never forget the good times we had, cause I'm reminded every month when I send her the child support. Well, it wasn't too long till the lust all died, and I'll admit I wasn't too surprised the day I come home and found my suitcase sitting out on the porch. Well, I tried to get in, she changed the lock. Then I found this note taped on the mailbox that said, "Goodbye, Turkey, my attorney will be in touch." So I decided right then and there I was gonna do what's right, give her her fair share. But brother, I didn't know her share was gonna be that much. She got the gold mine, I got the share. They split it right down the middle, and then they give her the better half.
That's what they did to us too, right? They split it right down the middle, and they get the better half.
Yeah. We're raising taxes on... Biden's going to raise taxes on the rich. We're all going to benefit.
Yeah. They're going to get the gold mine, we're going to get the shaft. You better know it. Well, we'll wait and see exactly what this quote-unquote voting overhaul bill does. I guess the dopes like Biden. I guess he's going to have to, he's going to stay out of Florida now, right?
We need to boycott Florida. This is in Georgia.
You guys are only going to be able to travel through part of the country the rate you guys are going.
This law, like so many others being pursued by Republicans in state houses across the country, is blatant attack on the Constitution and good conscience, President Joe Biden said in a statement. This is Jim Crow in the 21st century, Biden said. It must end. We have a moral and constitutional obligation. Biden actually thinks Jim Crow is a host on Animal Planet. Biden knew Jim Crow. He met him at a Klan rally. Of course, Jim Crow didn't know about it because Biden was wearing the hood. Listen to Hotwire on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribe store.com/truepundit. Now, Biden's got a lot of people snowed. He ain't got us snowed. Okay, now here's some bullshit that we caught. Let's go over this. Headline, majority of U.S. companies will require workers to provide proof of vaccination. That's a big fucking story. That's a national story. You have to read the headline. It's from Zero Hedge. Majority of U.S. companies will require workers to provide proof of vaccination. That's a bold-ass story. Well, there's only one song you can kick this off with as far as I'm concerned. Mr. Paycheck, if you want your paycheck. Shove it. I ain't working here no more. Now listen, don't panic. We're going to dissect this. But let's read it a little bit. Looks like American colleges won't be alone in making vaccination mandatory for any students who want to return to campus next semester, despite the White House's determination that vaccination shouldn't be mandatory by law. More than 60% of American companies are reportedly leaning toward requiring proof of vaccination from their employees. Put your chest waders on and hip waders. It's about to get even deeper. According to a new survey from the Rockefeller Foundation, 65% of businesses will offer some kind of incentive for employees to get vaccinated, while 63% said they will require proof of vaccination before workers can return to the office. Okay. Now, keep in mind that only 30% of the entire country has been vaccinated. So how are they going to pull this off? I guess they're going to fire everybody. These companies are going to try to replenish the people that they fire with a workforce a third the size of an employment pool, a third the size of it's stupid. Another 35% said disciplinary actions are on the table, including the possibility of termination for those who refuse vaccine. Now, I have to tell you right now, if I was still at Citigroup and I got fucking disciplined, fired for not taking the vaccine, I would be the happiest son of a bitch in the world. Because I would just hit the fucking lottery. That's like hitting a lottery. I would hammer the hell out of these people. I'd sue them into fucking oblivion. And here's the catch. I mean, we're talking reality now. We're not talking about fucking Rockefeller Foundation. We'll get to them in a minute. If they require you to take the vaccine as a condition for continued employment and you get sick, bye-bye company. You know, insurance companies that underwrite these big companies for error and emission insurance, etc., they're only going to pay out so much before they say, we can't insure you anymore. Too many lawsuits. Now here, it's like you always have to read small print on these things. The survey represents the response of just 957 businesses across 24 industries. 957 businesses, yet they're making fucking claims at 65%.
are going to make vaccines mandatory. Most of the respondents were U.S. businesses with 250 employees or more. So what? They didn't obviously survey any small businesses because of Biden and this cabal and the Trump administration and everybody else in the government has put those folks out of business. And they don't have time to fucking play grab ass with surveys. The ones who haven't called it quits are too busy saying their daily rosaries, hoping that they have a business when this is all over.
Even after employees have returned to the office, testing will remain a critical piece of safety provided by most employers.
This is all fucking, this is fantasy land. This is fantasy land. I have to tell you right now, this story is 100% bullshit. No, this is just me. Unless Congress passes something, I don't even think they can do it because we'll see, right? Whatever Congress passes and what you litigate in court is like apples and oranges. I don't think it's legal to do half the things, is more than half the things this story says. Now, all this comes from a survey from the Rockefeller Foundation. That's the glowing neon sign, as I say many times. The Rockefeller Foundation, one of the biggest contributors over time, especially from the 1940s to 1960s. I don't even know how many untold billions they've pumped into the World Health Organization. I don't think there would be a World Health Organization without the Rockefeller Foundation. The Rockefeller Foundation is an unparalleled 20th century health philanthropy heavyweight. You know you're poor if you can't even pronounce philanthropy. That's a pretty good chance that you're probably not a philanthropist. And the Rockefeller Foundation profoundly shaped the WHO and maintained long and complex relations with it, even as both institutions have changed over time. Continues today. And the Rockefeller Foundation, okay, makes the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation look like a training film. All the money they've pumped in to the World Health Organization. The Rockefeller Foundation, as you can imagine, that's why we're playing some Midnight Oil, where it generated its massive wealth from oil, from kerosene, from gasoline, from John D. Rockefeller. Over time, they've pumped so much money into liberal medical and health causes, including the World Health Organization, which really, in my estimation, is a criminal operation. It has been for a long time. Perhaps it didn't start out like that. But that's what it is now. And the Rockefeller Foundation has, like Gates, like Kooky Gates himself, Weirdo Gates, a habit of using its cash and to buy their way into a disease control approach and limiting smaller social medicine efforts, just like the World Health Organization. So when you read this story, and I just touched on Rockefeller's Foundation with World Health Organization and other liberal health causes, so to speak, I would say probably the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has used the Rockefeller Foundation's health philanthropy model perhaps more than anybody else, because they have spent untold billions of dollars in the past and with other operations. But you have to understand what I said to you early in the opening. One of the reasons I said this in the opening is because I was going to come back to it. I just don't babble when I turn on the mic mindlessly and there's not a reason. There's usually a reason for everything I say. It's not working. Okay, so they're gonna call the dogs out, like the Rockefeller Foundation, who has a skin in the game, so to speak. A lot of skin in the game. And they're going to say, oh, 60%, 65% of companies are going to require workers to provide proof of vaccination. There's no, just based on a poll. I can fucking do a poll. This is an old trick we used to do in journalism, as a matter of fact. We used to write these investigative stories, and then we do a poll. I'm not even sure we did the poll. Whoever was doing the poll, I literally think they just made it up, and they're out fucking, you know, at a liquid lunch or whatever. But it's an old trick, and you do a poll of readers to get a pulse based on your investigative story, and then you get another day of news out of it, you know? It shows that you're making a mark in the community through your enterprising and intrepid journalism, etc. It's an old scheme we used to do all the time. Let's get a poll. What's going on? You got a follow-up? Okay, well, we'll use the poll as a peg, as a news peg, and get some quotes from some people, get some quotes from some elected officials, we'll get some quotes from some regular people, call them up, get their opinion, and then we'll meld in the poll information. And we'll show that a lot of people are outraged. But it's not realistic. I mean, when you conduct a poll, there's science behind it. Of course, the word science now is basically been ruined by these people. Nobody knows what science is, and this is a song for the next damn story. What the hell? Am I behind, I guess? So we'll shut it down. Speaking of Eddie Money, these guys are all about the money. So when you see this from the Rockefeller Foundation, you understand that this is propaganda. That they are trying to scare people into getting the vaccine and let them know that the majority of U.S. companies will require workers to provide proof of vaccination. I don't even think it's fucking legal. And I don't think anybody of counsel or general counsel who has the responsibility to represent these companies legally would recommend that as a prudent thing to roll out. It has so many legal trapdoors, and unless it's given some kind of a protection, which I don't even think it can, from Congress, and I don't think that would stand up in court anyhow. We're not even talking about constitutionality. That's one thing, but this is just a violation of so many different other laws. You cannot compel somebody to put fucking chemicals into their body and say, if you don't do it, you can't work here. It's completely illegal on so many different fronts. Now, would I be surprised if it happened? Yeah, I would be, because these companies don't need the hassle, number one. Two, if they do it, and somebody gets sick, you want to talk about a fucking wrongful death case? I don't care how much money these companies have. There's only a limit to how much they can be bailed out. You start whacking people, and there's going to be problems. So when I saw this story right away, I said, well, this is a bunch of fucking bullshit. But it's getting press. It's getting press, and they're selling it. And there's a lot of money behind it, Rockefeller Foundation. How much do they have? Let's look at it. I mean, I don't know how much they... I think we had it looked up. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can grab it real quick, because it's really something else. These guys got a lot of cash. And I want to do this in one fell swoop. Rockefeller Foundation. $4.1 billion, and that's just their endowment. I mean, they are dishing out, I don't know what they dish out, 170, 200 million a year. And they've been doing that. Okay. Well, I say it's bigger than Bill and Melinda Gates. They've been doing that forever. You're going back to the 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s to 2000s, 2010. You get the what I'm saying. Bill, dopey Bill and kooky Melinda, they're the new phonies on the block, but these guys built the city. You understand what I'm saying? But you have to be able to spot bullshit out there. And what they're trying to do is scare people and elicit a response. Maybe they can get more people to get out there and get the vaccine. Because as I said earlier, they're losing. They may have already lost. And some of the things in here are completely outlandish. You read the story on True Pundit. You know, I don't see any, there's no stats. There's no how many people were, what companies were, you know, audited, what companies were canvassed. And it's just fucking bullshit. It's just propaganda. That's how I see it. Now they can, the dopey and liberal, uber liberal Rockefeller Foundation can feel free to contact me and change my mind, but I know bullshit when I smell it. You can dress it up all you want, but it's still bullshit. And, you know, in their namesake too, John D. Rockefeller, not the nicest fucking guy in the world to begin with. So they're, I mean, a real son of a bitch. So, what a surprise. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Okay, now, we had Eddie Money lined up for a reason. Where the hell is he? There he is. Headline, vaccine reactions in five states. Bad negative reactions where people got sick, okay? They weren't caused by the vaccines, according to the CDC. They were caused by anxiety. What the hell? That's the new one now. Anxiety now. Oh, they were nervous. Have you figured out yet that these guys are fucking criminals? And when things get tough for the CDC and the FDA, the NIH and this whole criminal cabal, oh, we'll contact our charitable organizations to help drum up the fear. Get everybody in on the fucking fear game. It's relentless. If you haven't noticed, it's relentless. And when something's this good for you, you never have to pimp this hard. And these guys are pimps. These guys are fucking pimps for Big Pharma. They all in on it. Don't care. If you had a suspicion that, man, there's a lot of people trying to waterboard us with this shit. Is it just me? Or is it just like every time I turn around, it's another celebrity, it's another Hollywood type, it's another politician, it's some other foundation, it's some other company? No, that's not you. It's not just you. It's happening. But like I said in the opening, despite all that stuff, despite all these fucking pimps on every corner, not turning many hoes out. 30% of the country? Maybe we don't have that many dummies in this country as it is. And then over the weekend, Biden saying he's going to make it mandatory vaccine in the military. I don't think that's legal either. I don't. Any human rights attorneys out there? Human rights, not fucking constitutional. Not idiots like Levin. Not a dope like him. I'm talking about human rights attorneys. What about international law and things like that? You can actually compel somebody, a soldier, to do this? I just don't think that that's fucking legal. And it was probably said for a reason, so they scare more of these guys to go get the vaccine. So they can get their fucking CEOs off their back and stuff like that. It's time to think about a new career, folks. If you're in the military and they're telling you, yeah, you need to put these chemicals in. I mean, it's one thing if you're going to a foreign country and you're dealing with an approved vaccine against malaria, etc. That's one thing. This stuff is not even a vaccine. It's experimental. Gene therapy. But hey, if you got hurt in these five states, if you're unwell, Matchbox 20 will tell you. It wasn't because of the vaccine. It was because of anxiety. And the CDC actually has the fucking gall to come out and try to bullshit you. Because God forbid that they would actually tell people, other human beings, it's not even an American thing at this point. These people are fucking evil. They're evil people. They represent evil. They are evil. They're personified. They can't even tell you that this is dangerous. Telling you, oh, you're the problem. Do you have people like this in your family? They fuck things up. They'd fuck up a one-car funeral, but it's your fault. It's your fault even when bad shit happens to people, and you're not even there. Somehow, well, like I said, it is your fault in a way. You fucked up. You trusted us. Eric Stratton. Eric Stratton said it best. Faber College. It was anxiety and not a problem with the shots that caused reactions in dozens of people at coronavirus vaccine clinics in five states. CDC officials have concluded. Experts say the clusters detailed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, are an example of a phenomenon that's been chronicled for decades. Yeah, it's called lying. From a variety of different vaccines. Basically, some people get so freaked out by injections that their anxiety spurs a physical reaction. This is the worst I think I've ever seen yet. In the last 13, 14 months, this is rock bottom for the CDC and these big pharma pimps. This is right from a fucking Scooby-Doo episode. We knew we were going to see this. As mass COVID-19 vaccine clinics were set up around the world, said Dr. Nomi McDonald, a Canadian researcher who has studied similar incidents. Hey, Hoser. Funny, I don't remember one fucking medical professional ever warning about it. Something would have said, hey, you know what? You might see people, you know, freaking out. So relax when you take the vaccine because you don't want any adverse reactions from freaking out. This is bullshit. I don't remember anybody saying anything about freaking out. What does that have to do with the physiology? Your body's at 98.6. You're putting something negative fucking 7. What is it? Negative 70? I got to look it up. I'm not going to pause. Temperature of mRNA vaccines. See if we can fucking nail it. Yeah, the Pfizer vaccine. Minus 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That's what it's stored at. And of course, I think they have to warm it up a little bit before they give it to you. But like, if you go into the supermarket or you go somewhere else and you have ever dealt with dry ice for like your kid's science experiment or something, that's how cold dry ice, I think, is like minus 119 or something like that, minus 120. You can't even touch the stuff without gloves. You'll burn your fucking hand off. That's what that's what they're pumping into you. You're 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit and you're putting something minus 100 or whatever the hell they warm it up to. But I'll tell you one thing. It's not 98.6. It's not even on the positive side. It's definitely negative. You're in the negative. You're in the sub-zero, beyond sub-zero. And you still think it's anxiety that caused these problems? CDC said reports came in over 3 days from clinics in California, Colorado, Georgia, Iowa, and North Carolina. The investigation was based on interviews with and reports by clinic staff. So they didn't do any real fucking interviews, any real investigation on these things. They just talked to people. They talked to clinic staff who, if they tell the truth, lose their jobs. We've seen that happen. These guys are now liars, all the way from your medical doctor to the dope at the pharmacy. You think they're going to go against the CDC? You think they're going to go against Big Pharma? You'll be out on the street. So that's the extent of their investigation. They didn't even talk to the fucking people. The investigation was based on interviews with and reports by clinic staff. They didn't even talk to the people that were affected. It was dozens of people. Over 64 people affected either fainted or reported dizziness. Some got nauseous or vomited, and a few had racing heartbeats, chest pain, other symptoms, etc. Oh, but it says here, nobody was really seriously ill. How would you know? You didn't talk to the fucking patients. You think these clinic staff, you think they kept up with what happened to the patients after this happened? Yeah. Are they on 24-hour watch? Like Epstein was in prison. Suicide watch. That's about how serious they are. You can't even make this stuff up. The CDC is saying it's from anxiety. Does anybody believe this bullshit? Does anybody believe these professional fucking bullshitters at this point? It's unbelievable. Every time they open their mouth, they lie. See, that's a good rule of thumb. Anytime they speak, they're lying. Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks, because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what... My dad used to tell me something. You get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos. Pain in the Morning, the videos. And the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before. It's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here, we're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. I tried to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings. Just plain old-fashioned intel. HumeInt, human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic. And I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So, folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's just, I mean, it's a game changer for many people. And, of course, the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, et cetera. And we appreciate it, folks. We wouldn't be able to do without you patrons. You're literally what is keeping this engine running. So thank you, as I said before, and I will continue to say thank you, folks. Folks, the rest of this podcast, about another hour plus, is on our platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, as we are moving some of the more sensitive content to the back of the show, because it's just nonstop censorship, and there's a lot of other issues as we continue to climb an uphill battle, and climb an uphill mountain, of course, like all mountains are, of independent journalism, with one challenge after another, trying to be the voice out here of truth, trying to do something different, and the amount of slack we have to take for it and hassle is just unbelievable. So the second part of the podcast is now on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, where you can get it in its entirety for our premiere content, so to speak, on those platforms. And as we roll out a new platform soon of our own, we'll eventually be moving away from those platforms as well. So it's all about building and growing, and we appreciate your support and your continued support, and maybe we'll see you over there. I hope to see you over there. Again, take care.